From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
What you been up to?
Well, I just finished a book manuscript this past week. It's a new collection of tournament crosswords. For the last 7 years, there'll be lots of photos, lists of winners, solving tips, and it's due out next March.
Now, is there a CD inside that does play-by-play while you're solving them?
There's an idea.
You left us with an audio challenge last week for our puzzle segment. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, I said, name a well-known U.S. city in two words, change the first letter of the first word, add an H at the end, and you'll get the second word of the city's name. What city is it?
What city is it?
It is Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Well, we had almost 1,700 listeners who came up with that answer, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Jeanette Clausen, and she joins us from Indiana and a city that has the same initials as Fort Worth, except this is Fort Wayne. Hi, Jeanette.
Hello.
What do you do there in Fort Wayne?
I'm an Associate Vice Chancellor for Faculty Affairs, so I'm in Central Administration.
Ah, have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
A couple of years.
Ah.
But I've only sent in about 6 answers.
How long did it take you to come up with this one?
No time. It was really easy.
It was easy. Well, you know what they say. They're all easy when you get them.
You got that right.
Well, you're going to get to play on the air, and I think maybe we'll, I don't know. I never can predict whether it's going to be easy or hard, so I guess we just have to be ready for anything. Are you ready, Jeanette?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, Will, meet Jeanette, and let's play.
Hi, Jeanette. Every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase in which each word has 5 letters and ends in a silent E. For example, if I said craft sent out to collect information on planets and such, you would say space probe, both having 5 letters and ending in silent E's. First one is the president's home.
White House.
Is right. Number 2, permission for a sailor to go on land.
Shore leave.
Good. Number 3, place to practice shooting.
Something range.
Yes, a long gun.
Rifle range.
Rifle ranges, right? A fruit drink made by Welsh's.
Something juice.
Right, a purple fruit.
Grape juice, yes.
Grape juice is right. A popular side dish made by Mott's.
Applesauce.
Applesauce, good. In writing, a punctuation mark at the end of what someone says. You got a statement and you put a little punctuation around it. What comes at the end?
and I teach grammar.
Right.
How can this be?
And I speak in radio, so we don't have to use complete sentences.
Okay, it's a two-word phrase.
And with a silent E at the end.
Well, what do you put at the end of what someone says?
A quotation.
A period, a quotation mark.
A quotation, a quote, and what kind of quote? I'm just going to tell you it's
double
a close quote.
Oh,
a
close
quote.
Close quote. Okay.
All right, try this one. Exercise of sheer might, as in opening a jammed door.
Drive, some kind of drive?
No.
Force? What kind of force?
Brute force.
Brute forces, right? It's less than 90 degrees.
Something angle.
Right. It's not obtuse. It's
acute angle.
Acute angle is right. It was won by Jimmy Carter in 2002.
Something prize. Nobel,
yes.
Not Nobel Prize.
Which one? Which
Peace
Nobel?
Prize.
The Peace Prize is right. What a Hopi Indian might perform with a rattler.
Snake dance.
Good. An unfocused search is said to be a wild...
Goose chase.
Goose chase. Actress who played Mama... in the movie I Remember Mama.
Irene Dunne.
Oh,
good.
Fast.
Hey, we're old here.
It might have a chalk outline of a body on the ground.
Chalk outline of a body on the ground.
And yellow tape all around it.
Right.
Crime scene.
Crime scene, good. Old commerce of the type conducted by the Amistad.
Slave trade.
Slave trade. Brush with disaster, where you have a narrow escape.
Close shave.
Right. And your last one, ordinary intelligence in everyday matters.
Oh. Something sense.
Right. What kind?
Horse sense.
Horse sense. Good job.
Jeanette, so fast, so furious.
Well, some fast, but then the ones you don't know are...
You did great. Yeah, man, you really, Irene Dunn, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Jeanette, what public radio station do you listen to?
WBOI.
In Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told that's the Rhythm and News Station.
The Rhythm and News Station. Isn't that cool?
That is cool. Jeanette Clausen from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Oh, thank you. It was fun.
Okay. Will, what's the challenge that we can use our horse sense on and work on this week?
Well, it comes from listener Martin Schneider of Jersey City, New Jersey. Name a famous current athlete and a famous past entertainer who both have the same nine-letter last name. They also have five-letter first names starting with the same consonant, and between them, their first names have all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, exactly once. Who are these people? So again, a famous current athlete and a famous past entertainer, each 5-9. They have the same last name. Their first names start with the same consonant. And between them, their first names have all five vowels exactly once. Who are they?
Why do I get the feeling that whenever you read popular culture magazines, you're looking at the names of people and how they spell them in the words
Absolutely.
And the letters? Absolutely. When you have the answer to this one, put it in an email. Our email address for puzzle entries is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.